lunch earlier in the year and decided this was the time for Bai to tell his story. And so, come over here, Bai, and your lovely wife, Deb. There you go. Let's welcome Bai and Deb to our church this morning.
Well, I hope Dale doesn't get mad at me, but I'm not going to tell the story I was going to tell. But I'm going to tell one that's just as good. I should tell everybody first that I think one of the most impressive things about this church is that both Mary Ann and Pastor Dale are real people. He shared things with me that I wouldn't have expected him to tell me. And that's made it easier for me because as I get on with my story, I tend to, you know, live on the kind of on the fence. You know, Debbie and I waited 20 years to get married, and all of you were patient, and Pastor Dale finally kept telling me every first of the year we would meet up, and he would say, hey, you know, the train's coming to the station, and he said, you know, your numbers are ticking away, and so finally, with that and my sister, you know, we finally tied the knot, and we're coming up on 4 years. But it's been a wonderful thing. But just a real quick scenario is that I was brought up. There was four of us, four kids. My dad was always a Christian. I was brought up Catholic. The thing that probably saved all four of us kids' lives because my mom became an alcoholic and. It took the family down, and without Jesus in our life, I probably would be in Shelton today or be totally dysfunctional, and that's the only credit that I can say to, you know, having a good life. Just one thing that comes to mind, and I get really excited at Easter because, you know, that's where God proved that, you know, he exists and he loves each and every one of us. But I was a teenager and I was the furthest thing from perfect. And I was out partying. I was probably about 17 years old. And it was the Saturday night before Easter Sunday. And I think you probably all remember Pat Thielen that used to attend New Hope. Well, I believe at the time he was Catholic, and somehow I knew of him through the St. Michael's Church in Olympia. So I'd been out all night, and I knew better, and I was walking home on South Bay Road, and the Thielens passed me, and they were all dressed up, and I could clearly see, you know, Pat's face. And I knew I had done wrong, and it was the Holy Spirit telling me, hey, get your fanny home, get showered, and get to church just like the Thielens. And I've often thought of that. And so that's always been kind of my thing is that the old parable with the footsteps in the sand thing with, you know, Jesus is always walking behind us. And it doesn't matter what we do. You know, when you're ready to come off the fence, he's ready for you. And so anyway, with that, in 1985, I was in an unhappy marriage. I was living in Lacey across the street from Vern Butters, and I was still attending the Catholic Church, but it was so formal, no offense to the church, but I just wasn't getting what I needed. Vern could sense that the marriage was going south, and he came across the street one day. We were cutting wood. He says, well, why don't you come to our church? And I says, well, I have my own church. And at first I was a little offended. And he said, so? He said, just come one Sunday. So my wife and I at the time, we went to the Lacey Church of God. We met Pastor Dale. And unfortunately, the marriage was already pretty much over. But we did counsel for a while. And then, you know, I later got divorced. I stayed with New Hope from that day on. You know, we went from Lacey Church of God and then, you know, became New Hope. And without the church, once again, I don't know where I would be today. You know, divorce is, that's one of the worst things I've ever been through. But I got through it, and I didn't miss many Sundays. It was the only saving grace I had. So with that, I'm just really excited to be here, and I just can't, if there's anybody that's on the fence, trust me, God's ways work, and it's the only thing that will save each and every one of us.
Thank you, Bob.